بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد إن شاء الله we intend discussing the 99 beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. It was a suggestion of one of the brothers that said for the program that will be interesting if we come to know the names, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we generally know as Asma'ullahil Husna or Al-Asma'ul Husna. So for the benefit of barakah and blessings for each one of us, inshallah every week as we start the discussion on some of the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we will recite all 99 names for some blessings for each one of us. And we should also try and render it to memory, as it is mentioned in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inna lillahi ta'ala tis'ata wa tis'ina isman man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Rawahu Tirmizi. Imam Tirmizi rahmatullahi records the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that verily Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has 99 beautiful names. Man ahsaha, that person who renders these 99 beautiful names to memory, dakhal al jannah, has secured his position and seat in Jannah. His space is already secured because he has bi-hearted the 99 names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجل المانع في النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. The 99 names of Allah تبارك وتعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran, قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن. When you call in unto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then say Allah or say Ar-Rahman. Ayyamma tad'u, whichever one of the 9 names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala you implore him via, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. These are just but a few examples. To Allah belongs the most beautiful of names. In the other ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as was recited in the salah also towards the end of Surah Al-Hashr, there are certain of the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Hashr towards the end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we recognize Allah subhanahu, prompts us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pious person used to say, إِذَا مَا عَرَفَ اللَّهُ عَبَدْ. The moment I recognized Allah, that drove me to the ibadah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So via the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, This is a means of us recognizing Allah, the greatness, the grandeur, the splendor, the majesty, the favors, the bounties, the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this will give us some reason to love Allah and to realize why we are here. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, ayat of the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have not created mankind and jinnkind except that they, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Mufassirin explain, لِيَعْبُدُونَ, generally we say to worship Allah. They say, لِيَعْرِفُونَ. Allah has created us so we recognize Him. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that kharaja ahlu dunya min ad-dunya wa lam yadhuqu atyab shay'in fiha, that the people of the world are leaving this world yet they haven't even tasted the most sweetest of thing in this world. So qalu wa ma huwa ya aba yahya, they ask Malik bin Dinar, what is the most sweetest thing of this world that people haven't tasted it? He says, ma'rifatullah ta'ala, the recognition of Allah. They don't know who is Allah. Abu Abida al-Khawas rahimahullah, it is narrated regarding him that as he used to walk the streets, he used to scream very loudly, wa yasihu wa shawqah ila man yarani wala arahu. He says, how burning is my desire to meet that being who sees me, but I cannot see him. I'm waiting to meet my Allah. I want to see my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was another pious person, his name just slips the mind. But he says that there are four things. When we read the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he says that I saw the true knowledge fi arba'in. True knowledge in this world lies in four things. He says, number one, an ta'rifa rabbak. Number one, you need to recognize Allah. Wa an ta'rifa ma yasna'u rabbuk. You need to know the favors and the doings of your Allah daily. Wa ay ya'rifa, number one is to, you need to know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number two, he says, you need to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you with. And he says, number three, an ta'rifa ma arada mink. We need to know and recognize and realize what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala require of us. And he says, number four, an ta'rifa makhrajaka min dhunubik. Contemplate of how you're going to get away from your sins. How you're going to stand in front of Allah. How you're going to obliterate and erase those sins that we have committed. So inshallah, we will discuss today, as we have recited the 99 names, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. That Huwallah, one of the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Allah. There is a great amount of discussion amongst the scholars and the ulama that what is the Ismul A'zam? Ismul A'zam is that name alladhi idha du'iya bihi ajab wa idha su'ila bihi a'ta. That is like that secret button. It's a magic word. You ask for anything, with that word you will get it. You implore Allah for anything, but you use that Ismul A'zam, it is definitely accepted. So ulama have gone into great detail researching what could it be. Some ulama say it is Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Some say it is Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Some say La Ilaha Illa Anta Subhanak Inni Kuntu Minal Zalimin. Some say Ya Rabbi Ya Rabbi. And lot of ulama say it is Ya Allah. Just the word Allah, when it comes out from the heart, this is Al Ismul A'zam. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Al-Ismul A'zam, tried and tested, he says, my little knowledge, the Ismi A'zam, Huwa Allah. It's the name Allah, that's the Ismul A'zam. He says, Walakin bisharti an taqula Allah. Condition is that when you say Allah, Walaysa fi qalbika siwa Allah, no one besides Allah must be in the heart. Because Allah says, Ana aghna shuraka'i ani shirk. I'm the most independent of partners. So when I want to come into a space, I don't want any partners in that space. So when everyone besides Allah is out of that heart, Allah says, I will embed myself and I will reside in that heart. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma was traveling one day. He was on the outskirts of Madina Munawwara, scorching heat of the Arabian desert. As he is traveling with his khuddam and his entourage, then he sees a shepherd in the distance that's herding his flock. So he calls for him because he's ready to spread out the dastarkhan. Dastarkhan is down, food is ready, scorching heat. Who is this man that's walking, the shepherd? Call him. So the khuddam and the servants went and they called this person. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, please sit down. Partake of the meals would be, it only be an honor for me. So the shepherd says, oh Ibn Umar, I cannot eat. So he says, why you cannot eat? Food is halal. So he says, I'm fasting. He says, this such a hot day, you're a shepherd on the outskirts and you're fasting. Why are you fasting? He says, I am making my days valuable. He says, what you mean you're making your days valuable? He says, on a day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, now eat and drink to your heart's content due to what you have done in your free days. This is my free time, so I want to eat on the day of Qiyamah, rather fast now. You'll eat now, I'll eat on the day of Qiyamah. So Ibn Umar says, okay, outwardly he seems very pious. Let's put him to the acid test. He says, see, I want to buy one sheep only. I'll give you the money. We'll slaughter it now so we can have a nice meal and you can eat with us your iftar. You know, when you break in your fast, you eat with us. I wouldn't charge you for it. You take the money for the sheep. This shepherd looks at him and he says, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ? Where is Allah? Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, what's your name and what's your master's name? I want to know who you are and where you're coming from. That here you're in the desert, you're a shepherd and Allah is so deeply embedded in your heart. You're so conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that's what Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi saying, that in our heart only Allah must be there. Only Allah must be there. Then that can be the Ismul A'zam. When you call unto Allah, then He will respond immediately. Now this name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, no deity was ever called Allah. Yes, Fir'aun says, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your Rabb. He claimed to be a Rabb. There are other deities that had different names, but there wasn't a single deity that was called by the name Allah, reserved only for Allah. And no living person or entity will ever have the courage, ability from Allah to claim that it is Allah or He is Allah. Allah is the reserved title of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mulan Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah Ali used to say, he says, Allah, he says, if you want to praise a king or any person, you say, Mr., and you'll give all his titles before you bring his name. Professor, engineer, or whoever he is, until you bring his name. Some pious person, maybe you see Hujjatul Islam, Sheikhul Islam, Hazrat-e Wala, big titles until you bring his name. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah used to say, that person who's recognized Allah, he says, Wallahi, you can start your whole life compiling all the titles of Allah. Your life will come to an end and you won't even have the tawfiq to say Allah. Because the amount of titles that Allah deserves is unlimited. He says, you won't even have the time to say Allah, your life will come to an end. He says, and how fortunate are we not that Allah with this najis, impure tongue, He has given us the tawfiq to say Allah. With the same tongue that we said everything that was filth, that was dirt, that was wrong, that was vice, that was evil. That same tongue, when we say Allah, Allah says that is that name that will cleanse the dirty tongue of yours also. When you say Allah, that when we want the forgiveness of Allah, Allah is saying, call unto me. Say Allah. With that same tongue, say Allah, and I will cleanse you and your heart. All the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, whichever difficulties, whatever they went through, they said the word Allah. Yusuf alayhi salat was salam, in the depths of the wealth, Allah. Yunus alayhi salam, in the belly of the fish, Allah. So any Nabi, whichever difficulty, when he sees Allah, then immediately he found a solution out of his difficulty. This word Allah, then let's see, man and lady who were haram for each other. But because the man has Allah in his heart, when he says, Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, because of the bounty of the name of Allah, that same lady who was haram now becomes halal for him. That same animal, while it is alive, you cannot eat it. You cannot eat it. You cannot eat that animal. But when you slaughtered that animal and you said, Allahu Akbar, becomes halal for you. Because you slaughtered that animal in the name of Allah. So Allahu Akbar, all majesty, all grandeur, all splendor belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Subhan Allahu Akbar, all greatness belongs to Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. If you only want to praise Allah, walk through any of the hospitals and meet the people in the different beds. Generally, when we go to a hospital, there's one person to meet, you go direct to him, and that's it. But you will see other people in that hospital ward or bed, they are sitting over there, there's no relative. Maybe the relatives came or they can't come or it's far for them to visit. But go to that person, even if you give him one apple. Amazing, I saw one person, elderly person. Whenever he goes to the hospital, he must take one packet full of whatever he can. Biscuits, even if it's apples, he'll take something. And he'll meet each person over there that doesn't have visitors around him. See, you know, he'll greet the person, hello, how are you? Why are you here? Sometimes you hear why people are there, you wouldn't realize what Allah has put for you until you ask him. Person tells you, I'm in hospital because of this. Allahu Akbar, I didn't even know that's in my system. I didn't know Allah has put that into my system. It's working. When you hear someone sick, okay, there's a heart and the heart has got a valve. So the blood can leak out if the valve is loose. Amazing. And then you get tired. But we do not even know what's happening inside. So when you hear someone, you say, Allah, Ya Allah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, you're the greatest, you gave me this, I didn't even know about it. And you thank Allah. So via the names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we are able to recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali, one day he was a famous incident, we always hear it. He was walking, he was a sinner of the time, he was a drunkard. He sees one page on the floor, he picks it up and he sees it's written Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he only has two silver coins in his pocket. He says, hey, this seems to be something very honorable, something worthy of value. So he looks, he finds two silver coins in his pocket, goes to the nearest itar shop, he buys a itar to that value and he puts it onto that piece of page and he puts it on the top of the cupboard and he looks after it. He goes to sleep. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a hidden voice addresses him. And that voice says, Ya Bishr, O Bishr, O Bishr, Rafa'ta ismana ani tariq, wa tayyabta ismana, la'utayyibanna ismaka fi dunya wal akhirah. O Bishr, you picked up my name from the floor. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You put fragrance onto my name. And you spend whatever was in your pocket. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Bishr, I will spend whatever is in my treasures to fragrance your name in this world and the next. That we have come so many centuries later, yet we say Bishr Hafi Rahmatullahi Ali. We take the name of Allah Rahm, and we make dua for him. Rahmatullahi Ali. Rahimahullah. And we make dua for him. So the lesson is whenever we take the name of Allah, then we put it with some title to honor Allah. And we say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Ammana Waluhu. Whatever we can say, but put some title out of honor for Allah. Like how when we say Sayyiduna Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the name of Allah equally requires that we have to say, or more so, we have to put some honor and dignity to the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by saying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So some title. This one lesson, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu amrin dhibalin lam yubda bi bismillah fahuwa aqta. That any important, any work, Kullu amrin dhibal. Any work of importance, if you started without Bismillah, without the name of Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that work of yours, فَهُوَ أَقْطَعُ وَفِي رِوَايَ فَهُوَ أَجْذَمُ. Your work will be incomplete because you didn't put Allah's name in it. That work of yours will never be successful. It will never see the real true success as compared to saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when starting any work. So whatever we do, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Open the car door, you close in the door, you start the car, and you wouldn't realize, let's start it, do it for 1 or 2 days. We'll forget, remind ourselves, we may slip up, then do it again, tell someone else, maybe it'll remind yourself. And whenever we do something, we say Bismillah and see the protection of Allah. The moment you start your car, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you put Allah's name and you started that car, no one will be able to hijack the car, inshallah, if it was with sincerity. Whatever we do with Bismillah, sometimes you don't realize in the house, you try and open a bottle and you just can't get to open it, slipping. And then the child says, Abi, read Bismillah. So you said Bismillah and you opened it. But it was the power of the name of Allah. But the important thing was the yaqeen of the child. That the child say, Papa, read Bismillah, you will open it. Read Bismillah, everything will work out. Read Bismillah and put the alarm on. Allah will protect our car. Don't be worried, Papa, don't worry. Bismillah, everything will be protected. So whatever we do with the name of Allah and we'll see barakah in it. Whatever we do. Umar radiallahu anhu, in his era, the king, the Roman emperor, he wrote a letter to Umar radiallahu anhu. Now this is the blessings of the name Allah. So he wrote a letter. He says, Oh Umar, I'm getting severe headaches. Headache doesn't seem to go away. I'm trying every remedy under the sun, but to no avail. Oh Umar, see what you can do. Umar radiallahu anhu, he writes a letter back and he sends it with his topi. One hat of his, he sends it. So he tells the person, whenever you got a headache, put it on. But I want my topi back. So he sends the topi. So this emperor, non-Muslim, takes the topi, he puts it on. As he puts it on, he can see that his headache is subsiding. He's amazed, he's baffled. But he sees it's worked. I mean, shukr alaik, alhamdulillah. So when he did that, he says, no, headache is gone. So he took out the topi. The moment he took it out and he left it and said, the headache started again. Put the topi back on. Then he says, hey, let me take it out. Now it's fine. Headache came back. He says, no, maybe keep it on for a few days. Maybe the headache will go away. So he kept it on for a few days. The headache will go away. Now headache is gone. He's enjoying himself, back on his feet. And then he says, no, that take out the topi. Headache is back. He says, no, something is not right here. Takes on the topi, he opens the stitches, he looks into it, and he sees that there's a piece of page. Opens in this paper, he looks at it, and he sees Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He says, that was the secret. It was the name Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in the topi, not the topi. It was Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He went to his court, he called his ministers and people, courtiers close to him, and he says, excuse me, brothers, if only the name Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is so potent, what you think is the potency of the deen of Islam? What you think is the strength and the barakah of the entire deen of these Muslims? And he became interested in Islam. Only because of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability, inshallah, that we also recite the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at every moment. And you will notice, this is only one name for tonight, we will discuss inshallah, so we can digest it also. Amongst the different names of Allah, there are certain things that worked for certain people. Example, there is one person in Sherwood. This person, she says, it's a lady, she says, whenever I need to potty train my children, get them out of nappies, I read Ya Badi al Aja'ibi bil Khair Ya Badi'u 1200 times. Yes, we'll come to one of those. This is one of the names of Allah. Al Badi'u al Baqi al Warith al Rashid, towards the end. But she says, Ya Badi al Aja'ibi bil Khair Ya Badi'u, which ulama have extracted this from the name of Ya Badi'u. Badi' means to do amazing things. So when I read this 1200 times, then to potty train my children is very easy. There's no messing.
Everything is simple. Walk in a park. Any difficulty I'm going through, 1,200 times, Ya Badi al-Aja'ibi bil Khair Ya Badi'u. Oh, the doer of amazing things. Do something amazing for me. And I see it unfold in front of me. That which was complex, which was a maze to come out, I was amazed. After I read that 1,200 times. So amongst the different names of Allah, there are different things. Example, you will notice some people at the end of the salah, then they will put their hands on their forehead and they say, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. Some ulama say that this is for strength of memory. Some people say that you take your two fingers, or you take your shahada finger only, or two fingers, and you say, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru. And you put it onto your eyes. Ya Nur means light. And alhamdulillah, some people have seen benefits in reading that and blowing onto their eyes, that the eyesight gets better. There is one alim, he's still alive. He says, I used to wear spectacles. After reciting the Quran, looking inside and making dua to Allah, some alim told him, when you're looking at the Quran, you're looking at the speech of Allah, the names of Allah. He says, look at it and tell Allah, O my Allah, I'm looking at your powerful word. Put the power of your word in my eye. He says, I'm off my spectacles. I threw it away. Because I read the Quran with that yaqeen, Allah gave it to me. He gave me the shifa. So there's various things amongst the 99 names. Person is sick, there's something to read. Baraka for rosy and sustenance, there's something to read. For everything, for different things amongst the 99 names. As we go through it, inshallah, we will discuss them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi.